Meade had a good picture of the threat he faced on his right flank. Babcock had confirmed the previous day's information that Ewell's entire corps of 21,200 was in place there. After hours of bloody fighting, the Union force regained lost ground at Culp's Hill, and by 11 a.m., Ewell was defeated. The rebels began their Cemetery Ridge attack with a massive 150-gun artillery barrage at 1 p.m., which could be heard 140 miles away. Yankee soldiers hugged the ground behind stone walls and breastworks, but fortunately for the front line, the poor ammunition the Confederates used overshot. It resulted in Meade's headquarters, with Sharp's bureau there, being shelled by the high rounds. Shrapnel punctured Butterfield's neck. Meade, Sharp, and the other aides were forced to move temporarily farther back to a barn near Baltimore Pike, and then to Powers Hill. Not satisfied, Meade soon returned to his old headquarters at the more exposed Leister House. After the two-hour bombardment ended, Pickett's Spearhead Division, joined by two other divisions, charged up slanting open field to Cemetery Ridge. Backed by Federal artillery, 9,000 veteran Union soldiers crowded shoulder to shoulder like an angry mob behind fortified positions on the ridge to take their best shots, with frustrated troopers behind them throwing rocks to get in their licks, and plenty of reserves even farther behind to mow down any enemy not torn to pieces by the front line. Pickett's charge and those of the other divisions ended in disaster. Of the some 14,000 rebels who marched forward, barely half returned. Pickett, a proud Virginian and Mexican war hero, retreated in tears. Exhausted, unaccustomed to losing, and depressed, Lee lamented, "All this has been my fault." And it had been. Lee fought that day appallingly uninformed about the enemy he faced, far different than Meade, who had good intelligence on his foe from Sharp's bureau. When told at the crest of Cemetery Ridge that the Confederate assault had been thoroughly repulsed, Meade said quietly, "Thank God." Meade still had large numbers of fresh troops to continue the fight. Their morale was high. Lee's army was used up, about a third of it destroyed by the end of the day. The rebel commander expected a counterattack. So did many of the Union commander's subordinates. Butterfield and Hancock, who had been wounded in the thigh during Pickett's charge, were among those who urged Meade to take the offensive. But Meade felt unsure about how badly he had hurt the enemy. Even though Sharp had provided him reliable reports at the beginning of the Gettysburg battle that he outnumbered Lee's army of 75,000, Meade still believed the Confederate force remained as strong as his, perhaps stronger, even after suffering huge losses.